Hallo?
Hi, it's Lindsay.
Lindsay, hi.
If I'm just fine, I still call in, you okay?
Okay.
Is now a good time to talk?
Pardon, sorry?
Is now a good time to talk?
Yes, it's okay to talk now.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, can I just take some details off you for data protection? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Can I get your full name, please?
It's Lindsay Margaret Ockert.
And your date of birth?
01/02/1977.
Your current address?
6 Druids Road, Goon, Perth, PH26LQ.
And do you recall the address that you were in before you were placed in care?
I can't. It was very traumatic.
Okay. Oh, do you did the general area or council or anything?
It was the Highland Council,
Highland
Scotland.
Council. Perfect. Thank you. And do you recall your birth parents' names at all?
Yes, Rosalind Matheson and Ian Ackert.
How am I spelling the first surname? Sorry.
Ian Ackert is Urquhart,
Yeah.
and Rosalind is Rossly. Matheson is Mathson.
Perfect. Just so you know, so all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes as well.
Okay.
So would I also be able to grab, are you registered with the GP at the moment?
I am.
Would I be able to grab the surgery name?
It's Paymount Surgery.
Playmount.
Pay. It's PAYMOUNT.
Is that in Perth as well?
That's Perth as well.
So, see, I understand, appreciate, and appreciate the disgusting experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So, any time if during this call, if you need a break or any further explanation or support, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities you wish to make me aware of?
No.
No, no problem. So, the purpose of today's call, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates. Go through the funding and fees, and then gather initial information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Just on
Okay.
everything so far, is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, perfect. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I want to make sure that you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're able to apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and then they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under the
Okay.
government scheme, the solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application. So with us, so INS Law, we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you just decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So would I just
Okay.
be able to confirm at this stage that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to
I
the...
haven't.
No, no problem. Do you have any questions so far?
Not so far, sorry.
No, no problem. That's okay. So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. If you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, so the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payments. You never pay more than that agreed cap. So it's no
Okay.
win, no fees. There's no prior charges or anything like that. Is that all okay?
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no problem. So I've got to make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during this call. So if you decide to instruct us, so what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, we gather and review the evidence, and then we prepare and submit your application. We do all the corresponding with the scheme, and then if an offer is made, we can advise you on anything. And we explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and then if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can assist with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme. Is that
Okay.
all okay so far?
Yeah.
Perfect. So if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. But it is important because if you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
So with the right to cancel, so if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. If you choose us, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So following this call as well, if you decide to instruct us, so I will send over an email for you. So just so we can act formally for you, we require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address that has a date stamp on it within 3 months of today's date.
Okay.
So it's also comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So would you be able to provide those?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So we also have a WhatsApp as well that you can send them to if that's easier for you as well.
Okay.
So are you ready to move on to the application stage?
Yes, please.
Yeah, perfect. So in regards to contacting you, so it's usually by phone call, email or text message. Are those all okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No? And in regards to that, so you can add a beneficiary to your application. Is that something you'd like to do if anything was to happen to you?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you can do this at a later date anyway if you change your mind. And have you received any relevant payments, so criminal injuries compensation or advance payment scheme payments, anything relating to the abuse?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
No.
No problem. So the next stage now is to go through the care settings. So would you be able to name all the care settings you were placed in and the approximate dates you were there, if possible? As best as you can.
Yeah, I think I was put into, I was in P4, so I would have been about 8, and I was put into foster care in Uniford for a year.
Was that the first placement?
Yeah.
In, what was it, uni?
Uniford, M-U-I-R of Ord, O-R-D.
Such a perfect. And you were 8 years old for about a year, did you say?
Yeah.
And why were you first placed into foster care?
Because my mum was an alcoholic and she had a very violent boyfriend.
Okay.
I was on the at-risk register for children.
Okay. So is it the social services came out to assess and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And following
from the age of 3, I was under social work care because, just because of the situation at home.
Okay. And following that foster care, where were you placed after that?
I was placed to stay with my granny for a couple of months. And then I was put back into foster care because my granny couldn't cope.
And where was the foster care, the second one?
It was Dingwall.
Dingwall?
Dingwall. D-I-N-G. W-A-L-L.
And how long were you there for?
I think I was there a year and a half.
And are there any other care settings?
Yes, I was put in, after that, I was put straight into care in the west coast of Scotland.
And what county would that have been under?
That would be in Westeros. Sorry, that was Laid. L-A-I-D-E.
And do you recall the name of the care home?
It was foster care, so it was parents.
Oh, under the foster care.
Okay.
Mm. And how long was that one?
That was 2 years.
And were you moved then from there?
I was moved to go and live with my dad permanently after that.
And did you have any issues while you were living with your dad in regards to any social care or any social services?
I had social care because I didn't get on with my stepmother. My stepmother was very abusive towards me.
And were the social services aware of this?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was put to court for her own children and got deemed as an unfit mother
But
by the High
they
Court.
allowed
Isn't
her
that?
to.
Yeah, like to look after us, you know.
Okay,
That was fine,
right.
you know. Sorry.
Honestly, it's the amount of stuff it's like crazy. So she was deemed unfit to care for her own children, but you were placed with her. And did you have any siblings with you?
Yeah, well, that's another story. I had a first marriage. There were three of us. My sister went to go and stay with her when I was 5 because my mother didn't like her, you know. And then my older brother went to go and stay with my dad and my stepmother because he got beaten up by my mum's boyfriend pretty badly.
Okay. So the
And then I
sister got sent to your dad and stepmother. Was it when she was 5?
No, when I was 5, so she'd have been 10.
And then your brother got sent there.
Yeah, a year later.
So following this next part now, so I need to take so brief but so statements just regarding your time in each care setting. So if you need a break at any point or if you need any explanation or if you'd rather me ask questions instead, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So you said initially so you were taken into care at the age of 8, was it?
Yeah, seven,
Yeah.
eight, yeah.
So and what was that first setting like?
That was really nice setting. The
Yeah.
couple were really, really nice. You know, they had a Down syndrome boy and they treated me really nicely.
Yeah. And why were you removed from that one then?
Because they were an older couple and they couldn't get, I was only supposed to be temporary. And
And then you were placed with your grandmother.
yeah.
And was that okay as well? It was just a case of she couldn't look after you anymore.
My mother kept on coming back and forth with her boyfriend and things like that and causing trouble for my granny.
So she made it unsafe for you while you were
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I suppose that's one way to say it, isn't it?
It's very funny when you just when people go, "Oh, what kind of childhood do you have?" I'm all very colourful.
Oh yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Good
Let me
ones
tell
to
you all
show off,
about
though.
it.
Yeah.
So then after that one then, so when your grandmother was there, it was unsafe for you to be there because
I was put
you were placed
into foster care in Dingwall.
in Dingwall, yeah.
They were kind of, she was a single mum and she kept on having parties and that, and they felt that very unsafe. And I got taken out of that because of that.
So was she having, is a lot of strangers in the house all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of drinking and that.
So was it
But she
more
went,
physical or emotional?
just emotional. It was, I was living on my nerves as it was because that's how, that was one of the reasons I got taken away from my mum, you know, because
Yeah.
I was in hyper mode, you know. Anyone that drinks in front of me or that gets too loud, I go into panic attack, you know.
Yeah. So did she neglect, would like not give you the right care that you should have had while you were there?
Yeah.
You dismissed at all, like just neglected while you were there?
I wasn't neglected, it was just, you know, I don't think, I think she was more in it for the money
Yeah.
than anything else, you know. It was, It sounds, I don't know how you can put it tightly. You know, it's never.
That's honestly, just say exactly how you feel and what you think. It's my job to turn it into. So
I
it's like
just felt
you're
like,
yeah.
you know, it was like she'd get drink and that, and it was like I got taken away from that to make me safe, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just falling back. It was kind of like, is this how my life's supposed to be? Surrounded by people that drink, you know?
Defeats the whole purpose of being taken into care, isn't it? And then after that one, then.
Oh, they were Bible bashers.
So this is the one in the West Coast.
Yes.
They pushed religion onto you.
Well, I wanted religion, but not to the extent of, I thought maybe if I go to religion, it might make my life better for me.
Yeah.
But basically, they'd stand there and tell me, you know, my mum's a whore, and you know, I'm going, you know, God's going to strike me down and physically shake you, you know, if you're lying, you're lying, you know. And it was just,
So
you
very
know.
psychological and but they say that so they said that God would.
Strike me down, and you know, God, you know, I'm lying, and you know, I mean, my mum stole me from them and took me to Northern Ireland. It was actually in the paper.
Oh. So what, how did your mum find out? Or did she didn't know, she just came and.
Well, my mum and I was up going to my granny's for holidays, and my mum found out that I was at my granny's, and she took me away. See, my mum was allowed to see me. She was with
Yeah.
a new boyfriend at this time, and she picked me up from my granny's and took me to Belfast, without the authorities knowing. So the authorities had to find me and take me back.
And were you placed back with the foster carers on the West Coast, or is that
Yeah,
when you were
I
placed
was.
before? Yeah.
No, I was placed back there.
And were they aware of what was going on at this foster care?
No.
No.
My mother was all about herself and what made her look good, and you know.
Yeah. So in regards to your time at these at that the last two in the form of like the care that you should have had and stuff, say like you obviously your childhood you obviously didn't experience a normal one. We how did you feel while you were there, and was there any physical or like punishments?
It was just more shout, you know, shouting, you know, it was all about reading your Bible and, you know, telling you I wasn't good enough and, you know, I'd never amount to much, and it was just more psychological.
Yeah.
Which was quite ironic because when I went to go to see my dad, it's the same thing. And I left home when I was 16. And I ended up in the predator's hand.
You left when you were 16 and ended up.
I end up roaming, you know, going from different jobs to different jobs, and I end up
Yeah.
being involved in, well, getting a job with a really not very nice person, and knew for anyone he could take advantage of someone like me.
Yeah, but you're 16 at this point. So were you
I was
still in the
18 at the
care
time.
of social services, or was it
No,
18? No.
they let go of me when I was 15.
So how old were you when you went to live with your dad?
12.
And so you said when you were with your dad, you had struggles with the stepmother, and social services were aware.
Yeah, one
What?
social worker advised me to leave as soon as I turned 16.
So why did they leave you there? Or is that unknown?
Because That was the Highland Social Works. I mean, come on, they left me in a situation where, with my mother, where my mother's boyfriend, poor car, acid all over the house with a note saying, "Ha ha, lucky it's not your face."
What was he doing around the house, sorry?
He poured car acid all over the house,
Yeah.
battery acid all over the house with a note saying, "Ha ha, lucky it's not your face," and I was
Oh.
allowed to live like that. We didn't get moved out of that house for weeks. That's how helpful the Highland Council social work were.
Yeah. And then with the time with your dad, what was that one like?
Well, she always told me I was going to turn out like my mother, and I was going to be an alcoholic and a hoard, and I was never. I mean, I got diagnosed dyslexic, and
Yeah.
just. You're just thick. You're just thick. You're not going to amount to much. And it's like, hold on. I've been in 22 schools. I think I've done well to pass some standard grades.
Yeah.
And nothing was ever good enough. It was always, if it wasn't the silent treatment, it was the shouting. If it wasn't the shouting, it was, the nastiness about,
So was there any physical or any aggression?
Oh, when she shouted, yes, there was aggression. I wanted to kill myself. And sit there at night and count out the tablets just to end it all.
And did you report this to social services?
Well, they knew.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do much about it because it was out of their hands, because I was with my parents, my
Yeah.
biological parents.
Yeah. So that's one of the main things is that with the redress scheme is it's for the government and for social services to give the apology and acknowledgement for the wrongs doing they did. And even though you're with biological parents, they were aware and they shouldn't have. And they need to know that.
I got my files a couple of years ago. God, how many years ago? My son was two at the time.
Yeah.
And everything was blacked out. And the social worker that dropped off my files was there sitting howling and crying. And she goes, "I felt sorry for that little girl." She goes, "I felt I was," she goes, "I," she was crying. She goes, "I," she goes, "my heart went out to you."
But there was nothing she could do because of.
Man, I mean, I was 26 at the time when I got my social work files.
Yeah.
But there was not, it was.
She said it was all blacked out, they'd.
Yeah, it was mainly blacked out, little clippets here and there because of data protection, because it was my mum, my fo my had two wee brothers who were adopted out in care, all these things. There's too many names getting mentioned, and it all got blocked out, so you couldn't really make head and tail of it.
Yeah. So here's what I'll do now following this. So everything we've spoken about today now, so I've written it all down. I'll get it written up into statements for you. And then I'll go through your application, make sure it's all ready. So in regards to your application, there's two that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of 10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to 100,000, and that is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything we've spoken about today, so we're pursuing individually assessed payments. So is that all okay for you? Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the scheme in person, so we'll provide the witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story. So today we took the shorter statement, and then further down the line, once the evidence team has gathered all of your records and everything like that, they'll be back in contact with you to do a witness statement. So it will be the same thing as today, just in more detail. So they have a couple more questions to ask, just to make sure that we've got all the information, because we'll have all the time frames and all the evidence to go with it. Is that okay? Yeah. So following this now, so when I've finished your application and written it all up, I'll send you a couple emails. So I'll send you the one with the proof of address on it. And then when the contracts are ready, I'll get those signed over and sent over to you, sorry. So you
can
ended
I,
up...
Can I just mention something to you? I am pursuing another case, which now due to what happened to me after being in care. Will that affect it?
So was that after you were 18?
Yeah, that was when I was 18.
Yeah, no, so that shouldn't affect it. So this is based on so just your care settings while you were under 18. I'll double check with my manager just to make
sure.
Because
it's a fired case I'm pursuing, but...
Yeah, so it's still ongoing?
Yeah, it's still ongoing.
Okay, yeah, so I'll double check with my manager and I'll get back in touch with you regarding that.
This is what kind of, you know, if they give me a better care setting, maybe I didn't fall into that category of being, you know...
Yeah.
It's kind of... You're
where you ended
to,
up, yeah.
Where I ended up, a situation that I ended up, I shouldn't have ended up there because I should have been given the right tools to...
You were taken out of somewhere for being unsafe and you were placed somewhere else, so you were also unsafe. That's not what should have happened at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll speak to my manager about it, make sure that doesn't impact it at all, and then I'll get back in touch with you. And when the contracts are ready for me to send, would you like me to give you a call so I can speak you through anything?
I'm actually working nights, so if you just email it across, Pet, if that's possible.
Yeah, of course, yeah, you can read it in your own time. So it's just an electronic signature. So on each section, there'll be a small box that says tap to sign. And when you click on that, then you can just draw the signature with your finger. And on the bottom of the screen, it'll say field required. So if you click on that one, then it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature. There might be a section that requires you to tick a couple boxes. If you have any problems with anything, just let me know. If you give me a call.
Okay.
So I'm in the office 9 to 5 every day, Monday to Friday. So you can give me a call or an email or a WhatsApp or anything like that, and I can get back in touch with you as soon as I can, okay?
No, thank you, Pip.
So do you have any questions for me at all?
Not at the moment.
No, no problem. Okay. If you have any questions, okay, feel free to call or email me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time
bye
today.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.